The Supreme Court has dismissed an application by the petitioners requesting accounting firm KPMG to establish the total unique count of pink sheets from available evidence filed with the court. The petitioners had wanted KPMG to identify some 1,545 pink sheets the firm set aside because they contain incomplete data by resorting to the further and better particulars they filed with the court. Lead counsel for the petitioners, Philip Addison, argued that setting aside 1,545 pink sheets amount to exclusion of evidence. However, all the three respondents opposed the application on the grounds that it is belated and goes beyond the mandate of KPMG. The court, in dismissing the application, said the KPMG report is auxiliary evidence and that any doubt over the pink sheets could be cleared through cross-examination of EC boss Dr. Kwejua Farijan. Bubu Klinogo reports.
International accounting firm KPMG was appointed an independent referee to undertake a faithful and truthful count of all the pink sheets filed with the registry of the Supreme Court. This followed incessant disagreement between the petitioners and the respondents over the exact number of pink sheets filed by the petitioners. KPMG, on the 24th of last month, submitted its final report to the court, in which it indicated that the total unique pink sheets filed amounted to 8,675. The firm also indicated that it could not establish the identity of some 1,545 pink sheets because they contain incomplete data or ineligible information. The petitioners, however, argued that the said 1,545 pink sheets could be easily identified in one way or the other.
Order 28, Rule 4, 3, Sub 3 and 4. My Lord, Sub 3 provides that on receiving the referee's report, the court may A. adopt the report in whole or in part, B. vary the report, C. require an explanation from the referee, D. remit the whole or any part of the question or issue originally referred to the referee for further consideration by the referee or any other referee, or E. decide the question or issue originally referred to the referee on the evidence taken before the referee, either with or without additional evidence. And 4 provides that notwithstanding sub-rule 3, where the report of a referee has been made in the course of matter which has been adjourned, any party may on the next hearing date apply orally to the court to adopt the report or with leave of the court give not less than 4 days notice by motion for the court to vary the report or to remit the course of matter or any part of it for rehearing or further consideration to the same or any other referee. My Lords, as indicated on our motion paper, this application has been brought firstly to determine the polling station names and codes of the 1,545 pink sheets with incomplete data and determine the unique count thereof, and to do so with the aid of either the further and better particulars filed by the petitioners or the official list of 26,002 polling stations established by the second respondent for the 2012 general election. Application has been necessitated by the fact that these matters that we seek to have considered by the court leaves the report incomplete.
In opposing the application, counsel for President Mahama, Dr. Abdul Basit Bamba, argued that the motion is incompetent since it was not properly brought before the court and that it fell beyond the original mandate of KPMG.
My Lord, we are vehemently opposed to the instant application. My Lord, this application is one of the species of applications filed by the petitioner to unduly prolong the hearing and the conclusion of this case. Our application lacks merit and should be dismissed. My Lords, the order given to the referee is quite specific in terms of what the referee should do. Very, very, very specific. There's no ambiguity about the order. I think this application is even incompetent because Order 28 clearly is not a basis for this application. Order 28 talks about when you receive the report. This report is already in evidence. What you are seeking to do is recall something that is already in evidence, and that is clearly incompetent.
Counsel for the EC, James Kwashi Aiden, noted that the application came too late in the day and when granted would unnecessarily delay proceedings.
My Lords, I am relying on the affidavit in opposition that we have filed to this application, and I wish to emphasize in particular that having contested the elections in all 275 constituencies in Ghana and having appointed agents to all the 26,002 polling stations in the constituencies and having been able to file the initial petition, the first amended petition and the second amended petition, in addition to several interlocutory applications before this Honourable Court, and the lengthy affidavit filed on behalf of the petitioners by the second petitioner. At this late stage in this suit, the instant application is to cause an undue delay, bearing in mind that the burden of proving their case lies on the petitioners.
For his part, counsel for the NDC, Chachu Chikata, associated himself with the submissions made by the other respondents. He further stated that all the pink sheets filed by the petitioners were identified and listed by KPMG.
My lords, we are opposed to this application, and I would associate myself with the submissions made by the first respondent in respect of matters to which we have deposed affidavits, and also to the legal submission just made by counsel for the second respondent. My lords, I would further point out that Appendix E5, which is in Volume 5 of the report, explicitly sets out the exhibit numbers of the 1,545 exhibits that are stated to be unclear. Not only that, in Volume 1, the report itself, in Appendix A2.1 to Appendix A2.24, where the data is captured according to the categories from paragraph 44 of the affidavit to paragraph 67. Wherever the exhibit is recorded with whatever identification marks are available, those are recorded. And in the remarks column, there is the indication of whether it's an unclear polling station code or whether it's an unclear exhibit number or whatever unclarity there is. So the report of the referee addresses both 1 and 2 of your lordship's order comprehensively. What the petitioners are here seeking to do is effectively go outside the orders that were given by this court to the referee.
After the lunch break, presiding judge Justice William Atuguba read the ruling of the court.
Any perceived difficulties still lingering can be cleared through cross-examination of the second respondent. To facilitate matters, we direct that the petitioners list out the 1,545 polling stations which they claim they have been able to identify despite the unclarities for the second respondent to respond to. Subject to this, the application is dismissed.
Meanwhile, sitting will be adjourned at 2 p.m. on Wednesday to enable the state broadcaster, the GBC, to telecast live the semi-final match between Ghana's Black Satellite and France in the ongoing FIFA Under-20 World Cup tournament in Turkey.
Ubuklin Ogo reporting.